Hello and welcome to the happiest competition on earth. I'm Zelina, and with me tonight is Amber Lee.
Yo.
And Jeffers.
Hello, with my roommates in the background.
And all of Jeffers' roommates and people that live across the hall.
Yeah, they're playing Halo.
Can I say hi, Jeff?
Rated M, I think.
Can they see me?
No, they can't see you.
Can they hear me?
Yes, they can hear you.
Hello.
I love
hey. Hey,
you. Joe said hi.
Hi, Joe.
Wait, are they in Hawaii?
No.
How's Hawaii, y'all? Where are they?
She's in Texas.
What?
Whoa!
Dude, I love that state. It is so sick.
It's too hot.
It is hot down here.
This is pretty cool.
Okay.
You know, it's a really big state.
Yes, I know it's a big state.
Okay.
Should we restart this?
Yeah, we should probably just get to the disclaimer.
We don't own Disney. We don't own their songs. We are fans doing this for fans, by fans. Disney, Mickey, please don't sue us.
We love you.
We love you.
Such.
Short and sweet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No news from, like, Disney stuff to report. Although I did find out they're trying to make a Night at the Museum-esque movie where, like, the Magic Kingdom comes to life at night.
Interesting.
I don't know how that would be. Well, other than that, no other Disney-esque news to report. Sing Off Night.
It is the Land and Sea episode.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that means if you sing a... well, how many people submitted tonight again? Three.
Well, we had the other two people, I think, wanted to submit, but one had a heavy workload and they had to drop out of the competition, and the other one was
computer problems.
Battling a virus.
Which is really sad.
Yes. So again, we're doing Land and Sea. If they sing a song we categorized as sea in the last episode, they had to sing a sea song. Sea song. And
other way around.
So if you sing sea, you sing land. If you sing land, you sing sea.
Yes.
Simple as that. All right, do we need to clarify any more information, or are we ready to go?
There's more after, at the end.
Yeah, there'll be more,
yes,
after.
More after.
Most of the business will be after, like it usually is, so I don't think anything else, no.
All right, so let's get to it.
Nice.
Awesome.
Kicking off the very first sing-off of Happiest Competition on Earth is Me, Fred, Bob.
It's always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things surround you. What more is you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we devoting full time to floating under the sea. Down here, all the fish is happy as up to the waves they roll. The fish on the land ain't happy, they said, cause they in their bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky, they in for a worse fate. One day when the boss get hungry, under the sea, under the sea. And nobody beat us, fry us and eat us in fricassee. We what the land folks love to cook. Under the sea, we off the hook. We got no troubles, life is the bubbles. Under the sea, under the sea. Since life is sweet here, we got the beat here naturally. Even the sturgeon and the ray, they got the urge and start to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it under the sea. The newt played the flute, the cup played the harp, the place played the bass and they sound and sharp. The blast played the brass, the chub played the tub. The fluke is the duke of soul. The ray he can play the lings on the strings. The trout rocking out, the blackfish he sings. The smelt and the spread, they know where it's at. And all their blowfish blow. Under the sea, when the sardine began to be keen, it's music to me. What do they got? A lot to send. We got a hot crustacean band. Each little clam here know how to jam here under the sea. Each little slug here cuddle a rug here under the sea. Each little snail here know how to wail here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here under the sea.
All right, and that was Me, Fred, Bob with Under the Sea, which is The Little Mermaid under the sea category. I think we're getting better through each submission you send us, because this was a little better than your last one, which was Out There from Hunchback of Notre Dame. I think overall it could have still been a little bigger. I think you could have had more energy and emotion, because there was when you said I forget the line with bubbles. Like,
oh, that was I loved that line.
Yeah, that was like one of my favorite lines. That showed that you could really do the energy and emotion. The part where he raps had really good potential as well, because it started out really nicely, but I think it kind of took a little slightly curved downwards from there. It felt like you were probably focusing on the accent a bit too much. I don't know if it was or not, because you could have used that for the energy and emotion for the song as well. And after you get back to the Under the Sea, that last section, you should have really picked up the energy and emotion, because it was still a little the same of where you were throughout the song. And that's all I have.
Yeah, for me, this was really, I think, a step in the right direction of, like, we always have known that you've been a great singer, and this showed both your voice off and that you can do the personalities that were, like, there was just some great stuff you did in here. Like, the bubbles was one thing I noted down. There was a couple of other, like, singular words that you just had so much. Oh, blow was the other one. Another B word. Blow.
Blow.
It was like, oh, that blow. Blow! It was great. I didn't actually pick up an accent, and I liked that about it. I liked that you didn't go for the accent, because I actually liked your natural voice on this. I loved the last note you did. I only wish that you had held it out longer, because you hit it perfectly. It like stopped, and the background track kept going, and I was like, oh, I wish you would have held it longer. But overall, I think that this is a really big and good step for you in this competition, because it shows us that you can do something that's not slow and ballady, but upbeat and happy. And I'm really pleased with this. I'm very, very pleased. Ambie is smiling. So, yay. Jeffers?
Yeah, I agree with them. Something I can say is my roommates were dancing the jig behind me when they was playing, and they were like, dang, that's so catchy. So that's definitely a good comment to have. It's getting better. I like this. I actually heard an accent on some words, but like, it wasn't a really strong accent. But like, for me, it was just enough to make the song, like, to really make it believable. Yeah. Like, really get that same feeling to it. But yeah, good job, Me, Fred, Bob. Looking good.
Yeah, I think this was really good.
I liked it.
It's definitely an improvement.
Joe liked it too.
Jeffers' roommate. No, that's Joe's the guy from across the hall. Joe, the guy from across the hall, liked it.
No, actually, that's my other roommate, Joe. There's two Joes.
Hey, that's all the Joes.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
It took a minute out of Halo to dance for you, so. Yeah.
Whoa. Out of Halo.
Mm-hmm.
They must have really liked it. So I don't know many people that would stop for anything for Halo.
All right, I'm done.
Mamma mia.
And coming up next is Sukuno. Let's hear it.
There you see her.
walks away. She don't got a lot to say, but there's something about her. And you don't know why, but you're dying to try. You wanna kiss the girl. Yes, you want her. Look at her, you know you do. It's possible she wants you to. There is one way to ask her. It don't take a word, not a single word. Go on and kiss the girl.
Sing with me now.
Sha la 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 la, my oh my, look at the boy too shy, gonna kiss the girl. Sha la 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 la, ain't that sad, ain't it a shame, too bad, you gonna miss the girl. Now's your moment, floating in a blue lagoon. Boy, you better do it soon. No time will be better. She don't say a word, and she won't say a word until you kiss the girl. Sha la 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 la, don't be scared, you got the prepared. Go on and kiss the girl. Sha la 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 la, don't stop now, don't try to hide it now. You wanna kiss the girl. Sha la 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 la, float along the sand to the song say, kiss the girl. Sha la 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 la, music play, do what the music say. You wanna kiss the girl. Got to kiss the girl. Why don't you kiss the girl? You gotta kiss the girl. Go on and kiss the girl.
And that was Sakona with Kiss the Girl, back to back Sebastian's. I really liked your performance on it, but the mixing was a little crazy. Was that just me? Like,
no.
Okay, because at first I was like, music is loud. And then when you started, like, I think that this had so much potential to be really, really epic, because I feel as if if you had the time to, like, balance things out, it would have sounded really, really neat with all the different layers that you had in there, but they were just all a little too overpowering one another. And they were fighting for supremacy. You were fighting yourself. You had like multiple personalities fighting yourself with the balance of the mixing. But because I didn't really hear the clone for the most part. There was one part where I said, oh, Sly Cone, and then I erased it and went, oh no, you fixed it really fast. But for the most part, I think that this could have been better if the mixing had been a bit more precise with it, but it was a bit overpowering. You were overpowering yourself, and that made me a little sad. But overall, I liked your voice on it, and I liked the personality of it, but the mixing. No. Jeffers?
Hey, yeah. Sakona, I'm actually really impressed by this, to be honest. Vocally, I thought this was I would say the best thing you've done so far, compared to your other two songs. At the beginning, you were really low, so I almost didn't recognize you. I was like, is this Sakona? Really? But, yeah, your harmonies were great, vocal-wise. Yeah, mixing was a little crazy. I heard the music was a little soft compared to the vocals, and your harmonies need to be a bit lower in volume. And they were kind of, the syncing was kind of all over the place. Like, the harmonies weren't synced up to the main vocals, so it kind of sounded very disjointed. But I can tell you worked hard on it, because with all the vocal layering, that was really wow. Good job, Sakona.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very nice. Just mixing.
Yeah, most of my notes are mixing, because I mean, I do like the performance. This is really one of your, if it's not your best, it's one of your better things for the show so far. I'm very happy. So yeah, the harmonies needed to be adjusted lower behind the main voice. I heard the jumpy karaoke when you cut out sections to make it flow better, I guess.
Oh, I did note that, yeah. I did note that.
Okay, I'm wondering if you went that low, I wonder if you went that high to do the la-la-las. I'm assuming.
I hope that was him, because that made me giggle.
it probably was him. The mixing got a little crazy with a lot of the overlaps. Again, the harmonies were blaring, and then you had the scuttle interlude in the middle, or whatever the term I'm looking for is. I do like some of the liberties he took at the ending. It was a little more poppy. But overall, good performance, just work on the mixing. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yeah.
Good job.
I'm having like
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say I'm currently working on some tutorials for you guys on how to pick good backtracks or make them, and some small tips for mixing. So hopefully I should have that out soon.
I was going to say, I would like for you, Sukono, you can't submit this again, but I would like for you just to, like, when you actually have the time, just take what you've just done here and work on it and just release it on one of the boards with a bit better mixing, because I really think this would be great with some better mixing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With some better balances and blendings between voices and stuff. So I want to hear that post on the board.
But yeah, good job.
Good job.
Are you laughing at me or your roommate?
No. Did you hear that down the hall?
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I'm done.
Done.
And last up tonight is Snowfender.
As old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little neither one prepared, Beauty and the Beast. Ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise. As old as time, song as old as rhyme, bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you will rise. As the sun rising in the east, tale as old as time,
was Snowfender with Beauty and the Beast, starring our last song tonight, which made me happy because I love Beauty and the Beast. We should have more. Yeah.
Me too.
Re-released this week.
Mm-hmm. So Snowfender, this was not my favorite thing you've done. I liked the beginning, like certain parts of it I liked a lot, but a lot of other parts were kind of pitchy for me. Mixing wise, the music was a little loud in the middle. It was off synced. It was like a slight lag, so you were kind of like half a second or so behind the music track. And then I heard a lyrical error towards the end. It was song. You said song as old as rhyme, and it should have been, what was it? Tunezore's song, I think it was. That's the line. It should have been, but, yeah. Not my favorite thing you've done. Zoe?
Okay, I'm just gonna go down my notes. Your vocals were really rough at the beginning. Because this is a nice little slow song. It should be a little more relaxed. But it got better by the second or third line. The karaoke got too loud. I couldn't even hear you at one point when the violin was playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The karaoke to me sounded like it was fading in and out. I don't know if I caught that or...
I heard it at one point.
I understand. Yeah, I get okay. that.
Okay. And I'm just going to summarize what I have next. I have a lot of glitch pops and skipping in your recordings. The word rhyme was off. Wrong, when you said, I don't know, I'm not picking where these were in the lyrics because I don't really write them down. But when you said sang wrong, you went too low. You were flat in a lot of places. I didn't really figure out where, but like I said, the wrong and I think rhyme were one of them. But you did have some nice moments, like I said, after the beginning on the second or third line. But I have to agree with Jefferson, it's not one of my favorite things you've done. So, yeah. Ambie?
Yeah, most of my notes are pretty much exactly the same things that they have. There were some parts where it was flat. The violin really was loud, and from there on out, the music kind of just fluctuated back and forth. I really don't have anything additional note-wise, but I do have a note to work on something to improve a little bit on. In songs like this, you need to round your mouth a little bit more when you're like your words a little bit more. Just an example, like on the word same, I gave this note a while back in one of the other shows about the difference between opening your mouth wide versus long. In more slow melodic songs like this, you have to try and round your mouth more and let your jaw drop and form your words that way rather than across. Too much teeth, it sounds a little weird.
Don't smile.
Yeah, don't smile. Like, this is a song that you really shouldn't be smiling too much on. It's not so much... Why are you laughing at me?
I don't know. I'm tired.
They're smiling while I'm saying it? Yeah. But there were just some notes. They were nice, but they would have been even better if you had rounded them a bit more. And that's... just something to work on if for a note for improvement in the future. But Jeffers and Selena pretty much covered all the notes that I had besides that.
Okay.
Also, may I say something before we finish?
Sure.
Double check your mixing before you send it in as well. Because like I said, there's a lot of glitch pops and skipping in your vocals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all I have.
All right, okay. Done.
All right, now it's time for the Land and Sea sing-off results.
We don't know what happened to Jeffers, by the way.
I think his roommate stole him or kidnapped him.
He was here while we were deliberating, and then right before we started recording, he went poof. So we just said, just go with it. So he's
all right.
No idea.
I hope they're not doing anything mean to him. All right, so let's just go straight to the results.
Okay.
We only had three people, as we said. Mm-hmm. Those were Sukona, Mifred, Bob, and Snow Fender. Mm-hmm.
So, who is the winner? Oh, who is the winner tonight, Selena?
The winner is Mifred Bob.
Yay! Gold.
He showed much improvement from his auditions and his last song, and we're all very happy. And we wish him more improvement and luck.
Yay, gold star on the forehead. I'm really
good
happy.
Job.
Oh, Jeffers, hi.
Oh.
yeah.
Poof, you're like a G.
well, notice how quiet it is.
Did you make them all?
Oh.
Silence.
Silence.
Okay, no, they're having a Futurama night downstairs. But anyway.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, so
good job.
Second.
Whoever
night.
Won.
Me, Fred Bob won.
Bob?
We, thought,
right.
we spoke of
right.
this. Okay, so then second place goes to Sukono. You came in second tonight. Yay!
Good job, Sukono.
Yay! Jeffers, this is where you come in.
Well, I come in, I wasn't briefed. I don't know what's going on. No, I'm kidding. and so we were originally only going to take 2 people out of the 5 in a sing-off. But unfortunately, did you guys talk about this yet?
No. Wait.
Okay.
Not in detail.
Not yet.
Okay. So unfortunately, 2 people had to drop this week from the sing-off, which were Whatachuck 3 and Dylan Collins. Sad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what this means is that instead of only taking 2 people, we decided to take 3 people for the sing-off.
Yeah, we're not gonna like out you, Snowfender. Just like be like single you out. We're gonna take you till tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And so,
but
there's a catch.
But just know that if one more person had submitted, we would have only taken 2. So you really got lucky tonight. So you really need to improve from what you gave us tonight, because on a normal night, that what you turned in tonight probably would not cut it. So you definitely need to step up your game. So kind of like a little warning shot.
But you got lucky, so you're through.
Yes,
so congratulations.
Just wow us tomorrow. Wow.
Yes.
Us.
So that's
yes.
3 people going through. So we currently have, I believe, 21?
No, 18.
No, 18?
21.
We have only 18?
We only have 18, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wait, maybe it's not. Do we have more than that?
I thought we had more than that.
Well,
we didn't talk about the numbers. Maybe we have 19.
Week. Yeah, we had 21.
21?
Yeah, because we had 25 last round, right?
Yeah.
And then we cut 3.
And we cut 3.
Cut 3, and then we just cut 2 more.
22. Yeah. Oh, 20. Ah, that was close.
You
so anyway,
silly people in your math.
You
all right, so there's
left.
20 of you left. Okay, there we go.
Mm-hmm. So, and we probably won't be doing any more sing-offs.
No, we're definitely not. We're definitely
the
not.
The flop of this.
No more.
We apologize.
Yeah, well, we're really sorry for it. But the whole reason that we went with the sing-off idea in the first place was because we didn't want people trying to survive in this competition off of immunities. The idea was more of having people try and survive when they knew they had to, when they knew that their life was on the line in it. So
right.
What we're basically just going to do is we are going to give you immunities. We're announcing immunity tonight.
We had a very long debate and we overhauled a lot of things in the competition. So one of the things that's coming back is we're bringing back immunity.
Yay.
So woo.
However, there is the thing that we're going to do is we're going to have immunities, but you're not going to find out who wins immunity before you turn in for your main entry. So you're basically turning in your main entry, not knowing if you're immune or not. So that's going to be how we're making it so that people are not depending on their immunity, because they're not going to know if they have it or not.
Just to clarify, that means Thursday is immunity due date and Friday is still main due date.
Yeah.
So, ideally, if we follow everything according to plan and everything's mixed and upped on time, then we should have immunities posted on Friday night.
Yes.
And the main will still be posted on Saturday night.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So, hopefully this works out. Hopefully.
Hopefully this makes y'all happy, too.
We are taking your opinions and things into consideration. So, yeah.
So, basically, and also, all the immunity themes are basically the themes that would have been for the sing-off for that week, so so we still get to use them because I really liked some of the themes.
Yeah,
so,
I'm happy for this next one.
All right, so Zelina, you wanna tell us?
All right, next week's immunity theme is villains. Ooh. Disney villains, people.
Wahahaha.
These are so much fun. Basically, we want you to have fun with these. We want you to be the personality of these characters.
Give us
we're allowed
ooey gooey villainy, ooey gooey
or crazy
with it.
Or crazy midget purple haired women.
What
channel? You, what in the
Mad
world?
Madam Mim.
Oh, Mim. I was like, was that?
No, I'm trying to find a contrast to the ooey gooey. I'm trying to find a contrast. That's my attempt. All right. We are allowing demo, cut songs, Broadway stage songs, movies, anything, as long as it's a Disney villain. If you don't know if your character or song is villain, please clarify with us before you actually start working on it? Mm-hmm. Just so you don't have work on it, you're very happy with it, and then you find out it's not eligible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So always double check, because it's really good that you do.
Always, always. So then the due date will be October 7th.
Thursday.
Thursday, October 7th, 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, just like always.
Yeah. So again, to clarify, immunity rounds are completely optional. You don't have to submit for them if you don't want to. They don't hurt you if you don't, or if you do. It's just fun and a chance to win immunity, which is awesome.
And risk and do risky things that you may not want to try in the main. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Experiment. So I think that wraps up everything we have to cover tonight. I think so. Am I right, yeah. Guys?
Let's get this mixed out. All
right. Yeah.
Awesome.
Mix like the wind.
Mix like the wind.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.